Thursday, 24 December 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And dear friend, we're going to take a break from our regular study. For the next few broadcasts, I want to look at some of the great truths concerning our Emmanuel, our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he was prophesied way back in the book of Isaiah, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel." And in the New Testament, we have that interpreted for us. Emmanuel means God with us. You know, dear friend, when Jesus came the first time, the world was in a whole lot of trouble. The world's in a whole lot of trouble today, just as the scriptures prophesied there would be. And we have every reason in the world to be looking for his return. But let's think back now on that night over 2,000 years ago when this birth announcement was made. And then I would like to share with you some messages from some of our Christmas carols. Father, thank you for loving this world so much, for loving us so much, that thou didst send thine only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you for your wonderful love, our Father. Now bless us as we look back on this great announcement, and thank you for the great truth of thy love for us in sending thy Son to be our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm reading from Luke chapter 2, very, very familiar Christmas text. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, and of course that's the house of bread, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, while he was there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, and here's the announcement, "Fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And so we have the very first announcement of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The angels gave the message to precious shepherds who were abiding in the fields. And that message was proclaimed first by the angels and then by the shepherds and then by others over these centuries who have heard this marvelous, marvelous message. And by the way, the gospel is that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he was raised again the third day according to the scriptures. We have many, many Christmas carols and I thank the Lord for them. I love the Christmas season. I know I have not taken much time this year in our broadcast for the Christmas season, But I'll tell you, I love this time. I know that it's greatly commercialized. I'm well aware of that. But in my experience, as limited as it might be, I find people, generally speaking, kinder and friendlier and more thoughtful this time of year than any other time. And by the way, that's because of whatever honor there is that is being given to the Lord Jesus Christ. Henry W. Longfellow wrote a poem that was put to music by a man by the name of J. Baptiste Calkin, and it's entitled, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. I want to share this with you because I may be preaching to folks out here today and you say, I don't see any joy in Christmas. I'll be glad when the whole thing's over with. I'll be glad when it's gone. Now, dear friend, I know that's not true of everybody, but that could well be of somebody who is listening out here today. Well, would you listen to this poem that's been put to music entitled, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day? Let me read it to you verbatim. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat, a peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song, a peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks a song, a peace on earth, goodwill to men. Let me say, that's where many people find themselves today. And is the world a mess today? Oh, yes, it is. Was it a mess when Jesus came? Oh, yes, it was. Is it possible to have peace even in the midst of all of these difficulties? Well, let's listen to the last two verses by Mr. Longfellow. Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. You see, dear friend, there is coming a day, it's called the millennial reign of Christ, when our Lord Jesus Christ will have put down all rebellion and all wickedness, and he'll reign from the throne of David in the city of Jerusalem for 1,000 precious years. Dear friend, that's scriptural, and that's going to happen. Listen to verse 5, the last verse. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime, a peace on earth, goodwill toward men. I'd like to just quickly read another Christmas carol to you that we love so much. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. This is by Isaac Watts. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, for as the curse is found, for as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. Isn't that precious? Our Heavenly Father, oh, our Heavenly Father, thank you for loving the unlovely likes of us so much that thou would send thine only begotten Son, our Emmanuel. And though the world might say there's no peace on earth, I thank you for that peace that you give that the world cannot give, and the peace that the world cannot take away. And God, I pray for any who are listening today to this broadcast, and they know not thee nor thy peace. May they open their heart to thee right now and trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. For thou hast promised that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. May they know thy peace, the peace of God, and the God of peace, in the Prince of Peace name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May our Emmanuel bless each of you today. For those of you who cannot join us tomorrow, a blessed and Merry Christmas. Please join us next broadcast if you can.